A California jury has convicted a black Muslim man in Oakland in the murders of three men, including a well-known journalist. Newspaper editor Chauncey Bailey was gunned down in broad daylight on his way to work 4 years ago. He was the first American journalist killed for his reporting in this country in more than a decade. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The brazen murder of Chauncey Bailey by three shotgun blasts in front of witnesses shocked a city where homicides sometimes seem sadly routine. Bailey was working on a story about the financial problems at a local landmark business, Your Black Muslim Bakery. The business had a long history of helping to rehabilitate black ex-cons and drug users. Prosecutors argued that the bakery's owner and operator, Yusef Bey IV, was worried that Bailey's story would harm the business's reputation. After 10 days of deliberations, the jury found that Bey ordered Bailey's killing and that of two other men in separate incidents. The jury also convicted Antoine Mackey, the getaway driver in Bailey's murder. Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley said what may have once been a productive black empowerment group had degenerated into a criminal street gang.
Through Bey's own actions and by his direction, he has brought extreme violence to Oakland and has victimized many people and our community at large. And in his arrogance, Bey believed he was above the law until now.
The star witness against Bey and Mackey was the confessed gunman, Devondre Broussard, an ex-employee of the bakery. But Broussard was hardly a model witness. He laughed callously about killing another man on Bey's orders. Still, DA Nancy O'Malley said, sometimes you have to make a deal with the devil to get the dirt. Yusef Bey's court-appointed defense attorney, Gene Peretti, couldn't hide his unhappiness with the verdict.
First of all, I thought that perhaps the jury was not going to reach a verdict because they had been out so long. And it's always disappointing when your position doesn't prevail.
Peretti had argued that Devondre Broussard's testimony couldn't be believed because he had received a 25-year plea deal. Yusef Bey himself showed no emotion as the verdict was read, but Peretti said his client was a little bit stunned. For Chauncey Bailey's family, the verdict closes a sad and painful chapter. His cousin, Wendy Ashley Johnson, spoke for the family.
It's really hard because this is all bittersweet. It's not just the three families of the victims, but it's also the Bey family and the Mackey family as well that's involved in this. And I feel sorry and sad for their mothers that, this happened.
The verdict also comes as a vindication for some of Bailey's ex-colleagues. After his murder, a group of San Francisco Bay Area journalists formed what they called the Chauncey Bailey Project to investigate the killing. Assistant DA Melissa Crum, who prosecuted the case, made it clear that this was more than a local crime story.
And I hope that it sends the message that the First Amendment is not going to be murdered by murdering journalists, that you cannot kill the man and expect the message to be killed.
Yusef Bey IV and his accomplice, Antoine Mackey, are both 25. They face life in prison without parole. Their defense attorneys promise to appeal their convictions. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.